Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope, a weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
It is always a joy to be with you as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Today's Psalm, Psalm 145, is titled, Great is the Lord. I will extol you, my God and King, and bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall commend your works to another, and shall declare your mighty acts. On the glorious splendor of your majesty, and on your wondrous works I will meditate. They shall speak of the might of your awesome deeds, and I will declare your greatness. They shall pour forth the fame of your abundant goodness and shall sing aloud of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. The Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. All your works shall give thanks to you, O Lord, and all your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and tell of your power, to make known to the children of man your mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord is faithful in all his words and kind in all his works. The Lord upholds all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand. You satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and kind in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desire of those who fear him. He also hears their cry and saves them. The Lord preserves all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. What kind of things in your life move you to sing their praise? Is it the power and handling capacity of the latest and greatest car model? The fancy new mobile phone with a touchscreen that lets you share pictures with friends in an instant? Or maybe you've joined with others to sing the praises of an athlete who has rocketed to fame because of his or her outstanding performances on the track or field. Well, if television commercials, sports channels, and magazine covers are any indication, there is absolutely no shortage of people singing the praises of some newfangled gizmo, gadget, or personality. What makes me smile is knowing that whatever it is we are praising at the moment will all too soon be tomorrow's news, and they will be replaced with the next amazing, cool, and awesome product or person. But it's exciting to witness new technology and record-setting performances, and it's fun to converse with others about it. Our psalmist today is no exception. When it comes to our God and King whom we praise, we know that it is praise worthy of shouting from the mountaintops. It is especially amazing that God's works and attributes have not changed and have been sung about then, now, and will go on after us. And that should fill our hearts and voices with comfort, joy, and hope. David's list of God's attributes here make me think of a list we might make when filling out a job application. When we are asked to write down what we believe are our strengths, which would make us suitable for the position we seek. Many job seekers will make this list ahead of time, anticipating the question, to give us that edge of confidence and positive energy. This list today in the psalm, however, reminds us of how wonderful, powerful, and awesome our God is. He is our God and King. His greatness is unsearchable. He does mighty, wondrous acts and awesome deeds. He is full of majesty, splendor, and power. He is righteous and full of abundant goodness. He is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. The Lord is faithful in his words and holds up all who are falling. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion will endure throughout all generations. This psalm is known as an acrostic psalm, meaning that each verse begins with a successive letter of the Hebrew alphabet. We can do a similar technique when we pray. For instance, I thank you, Lord, that you are an almighty God, my bountiful Savior, our conqueror, divine Lord, and everlasting Father. You can carry it on as long as you like. Praying or thinking this way helps me to recall God's love and faithfulness to me and keeps my focus on Christ, the giver of all of my gifts, rather than focusing, as I all too often do, on the struggles and worries of daily life that surround me living in the world today. When Gospel writer Mark wrote in Mark chapter 7, verse 37, these words, "And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, He has done everything well. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." Mark was himself in awe of and full of praise for our Lord Jesus when he healed the blind and deaf man. Without Christ and without his gift of faith, we also would be blind to his awesome works and deaf to his word. But because of God's amazing love toward us and his promises of endless grace and mercy, we can be certain that he will always hear the cry of those who love him and call on him in truth and will preserve us for his purpose. Truly, I can think of nothing greater to celebrate. Knowing and believing in God's amazing attributes fills our hearts and minds with his abundant goodness, righteousness, love, and mercy. In gratitude and joy, we can share the glory of God's kingdom with all those we know and love. This is my sincere prayer today, Heavenly Father, that by the grace of God, we may be strengthened, encouraged, and confident in our faith and power of God's works and word to be able to sing his praise always. Amen.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.